think that some people just believe that they're more special than what they are.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts, and today we're gonna get into some stuff, right? So first and foremost, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are distributed, so make sure you look for us. We are the We're Not Experts podcast with the yellow logo. All right, so you got any words of wisdom for the people, my brother?
So people, right? Before an action is done, right? It's a process called thinking that should be done, right? I mean, and then we should do this. It's a must, right? To come to a desired end state. Think and visualize your end state before you act. Visualize and see your end state before you talk, right? Because you have people that's watching, and they're thinking, right? Especially if you're some sort of leader. In a leadership position. That's all I have to say. All right.
Got you. Hey, so one of the things I like to do is I like to cruise the internet streets, right? And I look and I find a bunch of content. One of the things that really stuck out to me was I didn't realize, just because I was too young, how famous Michael Jackson was, bro. And when I talk about his level of fame, like I've never seen anything like it. And I seen one clip on TV that I'm getting ready to show. And yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about it.
I made a deal with myself. If I win one more award, which is this award, which is seven, which is a record, I would take off my glasses. No, I don't want to take them off, really, but. Okay, well, Katharine Hepburn, who is a dear friend of mine, she told me I should, and I'm doing it for her, okay? And the girls in the balcony.
All right. So just looking at that clip, and then I seen a bunch of other clips that surfaced online, of course, how famous Michael Jackson actually was. And that was Thriller Michael. That was when Michael was at his peak, right? Before the skin bleaching started, before he started trying to throw his kids out the window. It was a different Michael back then. But I wanted to ask you, if you had the chance, and we're not talking about the money, right? We're only talking about the fame. Would you want to be revered and as famous as Michael Jackson was in his prime?
I mean, without the bread, fuck no. Like, who would want that? Or no, let me retract that statement. Yes. Right? So you were just saying that was Michael Jackson peak before the bleaching. I doubt it, right? I think his peak was when he started his transition, right? That was a great time, and I think that was the best version of Michael. I mean, me personally, I'm a little bit older than you, so I mean, I'm just stating this from an older perspective. When I used to see people faint, like you see females faint when they see this motherfucker, like legit pass out, like that's crazy. But what I'm trying to say, man, your boy is a womanizer. So I mean, yeah, I would take that any day, what I mean? Because I'm gonna line them up and knock them down. Man? I'm just saying. So yeah, I'll take it. But yeah, that's about the only reason I'll do it for. And it's crazy, right? Like, you only doing it for the pussy? I'm sorry. Yes.
All right. So, speaking of being a womanizer, I'm gonna play this little clip. So we didn't talk about a bunch of these interviews on Cardi B's press run, but I want to play this.
And so the latest rumor about you is that you are having a baby.
Oh wait, no, that's not it. That is not it.
He just told me, like, it's like, let me heal you. Give me a chance for me to heal you. And it's like,
All right. So when her and Stefon Diggs got together, one of the first lines that he hit her with was, let me heal you. All right. And the reason why homeboy is laughing is the same reason why when I heard it, I busted out laughing. Because he done got some shit off, like some high-level manipulation bullshit off. Or dudes will say anything to go ahead and get some, but yeah, it just sounds crazy. And it always sounds crazy when the woman is actually talking about all the stuff that the man said to get her to a certain place. It always sounds crazy as hell. Like that clip about who is it? I think it was Kobe's wife, where he was saying something along the lines of, don't love your job, job your love. And it's like, that stuff only work in the house. Like, everybody else be looking at you. Like, what are you talking about? This shit makes no sense at all. But let me ask you, bro, what is some shit you got off talking to women that you never thought you would get off?
I mean, I got some shit off, man. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I still remember it to this day, man. I remember my homeboy. I was trying to talk to this chick, obviously, and he's like, "Man, just tell her you're trying to fuck." And I was just like, "Nigga, just like straight off like that." He's like, "Listen, man, you gotta tell her what the fuck you want." And I swear to you, by God, right? I just went to this fucking chick, man. I was just like, "Hey, man, what's up? I'm just trying to fuck." And the shit was magic. I'm dead ass serious. I'm not saying, listen, people don't do this. I mean, this was just a one in a million. I'm thinking, I'm guessing. I don't know, right? But yeah, I mean, shit went through. I don't know.
Like you jack up a shot from full court, sometimes it fall in.
Yo, I was scared as fuck saying this, man. But I had to build up some confidence, man. I'm like, guess I'm just gonna straight up say this. And we want the co you want context of this?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me the context, bro.
No. Well, there's really no context. He was telling me like, shorty liked me, right? And he's like, yo, man, go smash. I was like, man, I don't know what to say there. You know, I was kind of young, like 13, 14 maybe, right? I'm about 15 because I was in high school, right? And I told her, and she was like, "All right." And in her backyard, on a hard ass concrete. If you lived in Philadelphia, you know what I'm talking about. The backyard steps is just concrete, right on the concrete in the backyard, dog. And fall, I can remember it like it was yesterday. But yeah, man. So I went down, concrete steps, man.
Hey man, you gotta get it where you can. I ain't gonna lie to you, I done got some shit off in my life, right? One time, this young lady who wanted to be a singer, music was terrible. Listening to the shit, and I just said something along the lines of, "Oh damn, you gonna be as famous as Janae Aiko," and that worked. It just boy, you can get some. The stuff that you say with your horny brain, man, we gotta stop. And women, y'all gotta stop telling these ridiculous lies that these men tell you behind closed doors. And I'm gonna just leave it at that. Because yeah, you
You
get.
fucking
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying if you stupid and you fall for shit, like just keep some of that shit to yourself. Let me heal you. Like, don't think he's trying to heal that pussy. He's trying to hit that shit. That's all the fuck he's trying to do. He wasn't trying to heal shit. Dumbass motherfucker. Why can't I meet a rich chick like that? Like, rich and just dumb as fuck. Like, you don't leave that
Man,
off.
you got all this money. You dumb still. Oh,
Girl, come here, man. Let me heal you. I know that boy done put you through a lot. He trying to get some of your money. Let me heal you. Get the fuck out of here. But another one. Just another crazy thing that just. Well, it's not. I'm leaving alone. That's not getting over with.
got you. All right. So we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna move into the valid or fuck out of here segment, where we Either watch a video or reread a prompt and we talk about if the people in that situation are valid or do they need to get the fuck out of here. And I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna queue up the first clip. Let me heal you. We'll start here.
Know she a hoe, and you cool with her being a hoe. Cool. Don't surprise me with your hoe shit. That's my problem. Tell me the niggas you used to be fuck. Cause you know the problem is, you could be fucking people in the same industry as you, and you the last nigga in the room, and nigga in the room to know. Let me know so at least I know if a nigga come up. You know how niggas start being like, hey, what's up? How you been? And you with her. And you don't know she fucked this nigga. Now niggas is like, what's up? How you been? So now you confused, like, yo, did she fuck this nigga? Tell me who you fuck. So when we all in the room, we all can high five. That's my problem with certain shit. And back to the Bradley Beal situation.
Okay. So, of course, we never got to the Bradley Beal situation because the video cuts off there. But let me ask you. So what he said, do you think what he said is valid? Do you think that she should tell you about everything, everybody that she smashed in that room, or should she just let it rock? Or do you
I mean, I think you're valid, right? Don't surprise me with your hold'em. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to walk down the street like, dang, you fucking her too, right? So yeah, be straight up because you hot it, man. That comes out the nigga, he gonna leave. Well, most I'm leaving. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, if I'm dealing with you and you a hoe, especially like you're saying in the industry. So let's knock that down because we're not entertainers, right? Like in your hood, right? She a hoe in your hood and everybody done run down on it. Like, that relationship is not gonna last for most dudes because their ego is not gonna be able to take it. And y'all can talk about how fragile our male ego is. Ain't no dude trying to be around, well, messing with no chick that everybody done run down in the neighborhood. It's just not gonna happen. And y'all can dunk on us. Who hurt you? Your ego is too fragile. Whatever, whatever, you know, whatever y'all be saying. I mean, y'all valid too, but I'm just saying, dudes ain't sticking around.
Nah, and it's just funny. So it's not just, so we talk about the hood, but it's also in the workplace. If you done messed around with somebody in the workplace and we, any place that we share, let me know beforehand, before I walk into a place and I'm looking stupid. Like the last thing I want to do is, like Cam was saying, and I've been in a situation before where you walk into a place with this girl and then a dude is walking up trying to give her a hug on a sneak tip. And it's just, we seasoned. So we already know when they get that certain hug, we talking pelvis to pelvis, you already know what been happened back in the past. Let me know before we walk in here what it is that you done already got into. And some of the stuff I can kind of forgive, but if it's multiple people and this is happening all the time, then you got to kind of dead that. I mean, at least on my end of the spectrum. I know some people see it a little differently, but I can't be in there with multiple people that you done like messed around with and y'all in there hugging and yeah, nah. Because then people think they can play with you a certain way. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't even know how to verbalize it, though. I mean, it's in the reason why most dudes can't withstand that to their ego, right? Like, I don't know how to word this, man, but like you being in just say a work environment, right? We just use the work environment, and you was dating this other dude, and he done busting your mouth, and he see dude kissing you. You know what I mean? He be saying some shit. Motherfuckers gonna be saying it. We understand, like, chicks suck and they get shit busted in their mouth all the time and they get married. But it's not about a person that's in that area. So it's just a little bit different. And I don't know how to word this, man. I'm sorry. I'm getting being so vivid with this explanation. But dudes can't take that, man. I mean, most dudes I know anyway, that's what most dudes talk about. You know what I mean?
I mean, don't get it twisted, right? We're not saying everybody has a past, and we are all very familiar that everybody has a past, right? It don't matter who you're attracted to, man or woman, everybody's got a past. My big thing is I don't want to be anywhere in the spaces where I can run into your past multiple times. If I got, especially, and I'm gonna keep it a bean. If you was out there messing with some dirty bum ass motherfuckers, And I find out that relationship is already over. And I've dealt with some things in my life, and
See, most dudes would like to fantasize, right? I call it a fantasy. Because me talking to dudes, right? They know you went through some shit, but they don't want it to be proven. They want to have that allure, like, hey man, maybe it didn't happen, right? Or maybe it didn't go down exactly the way that it did go down. I'm just trying to clarify this to some extent, right? They just want that imagination. I This is from me talking to dudes, right? And myself is in how I feel as well. So, I don't know.
I mean, but so the other end of the spectrum, and this is just me playing devil's advocate, what does the woman get from being honest with you if that's the way that you're going to react? And let's just say you don't always be in these different spaces. Like, what do you have to say to the people that would say that?
What do she get from telling you all this?
Yes, so how we talked about, it's better to be honest toward the beginning and just so we can kind of know what's going on. But if we're on the podcast right now and we're saying, that is going to be a disqualifier for us, what is going like,
I get what you're saying. So you're saying like if she comes straight forward with you and then the relationship don't happen anyway, right? So you'd rather tell a person so they can shut it down then you guys get into like a committed relationship, maybe even have kids and then he dips, right? So give him the option to dip now, right? Then later when he figures this stuff out. So that's a benefit for you. I mean, it is. I don't know.
Hey man, that's why you the big guy, man.
We're just winging shit, man. Talking about thinking early, and I'm just well, no, I'm just. I mean that resonated a lot in my head. So I mean,
Got you. All right, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna cue the next clip. All right, so you I always gotta find a kid clip.
when you decide to pick your child up, and she talking about his character day, I don't know what the fuck this is.
I'm Mr. Rubinsky.
Girl, you missed the look a mess. This looks a mess. You wasn't. What the fuck, girl? When you decide to pick your.
All right. Mama, is she valid or does she need to get the fuck out of here?
First, I don't know what the fuck's going on. She said I missed the who?
I
I'm
don't even
old
know
ass.
where
I
the
don't
character
know.
is from. So she's dressing up. She got school spirit. When they do the spirit days and whatnot, and they say dress up as a character day. She dressed up as a character. I don't know who Mr. Babinski is, but that's what she dressed up as. And Mama came and picked her up.
I'm sorry, man. I skipped the whole lot. My brain, I couldn't fathom nothing she was saying. I was trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. I was like, is she an avatar? You know what I mean?
Nah, she's just in some blue painted shit with a mustache, and she got like a bald head.
I know, but what did mom say to be see if she.
So Mom was pretty much just saying she looked crazy. She can't believe she just picked up her daughter. I'll play the clip one time.
No, you good, you good.
Okay. So yeah.
I'm saying mom valid. I mean, you just like I kind of heard that, right? So mom valid because I don't know who the fuck Mr. Babinski is, right? And you look crazy if a motherfucking car be fucking driving home with you with a fucking blue face and shit, looking like I kidnapped a Smurf. Like, I mean, that shit crazy.
That's
My kid come like I'm be like, get in the back seat, man, and put
I thought she was a Smurf when I first seen it. People got pictures of Mr. Bob. I don't know who that is, but he's in the comments. I'm gonna be on the other end of this, right? I think Mom needs to get the fuck out of here. And the reason I say that is because daughter was super excited to go to school in her Mr. Bobinski costume, right? And Mom just kind of is posting her online, making her look crazy. Mom, you need to get the fuck out of here because you're messing with the girl's self-esteem. You're kind of hurting her. And I get the jokes and whatnot, but there's a little bit of truth behind every joke. And that you could tell that the girl was a little bit hurt by just by how Mom reacted to the costume. And I know some people kind of don't really pay no attention, but it does take hits at the kid's self-esteem.
Listen, I ain't driving home with nobody sitting looking like that in my car. Imagine, all right, so you just pulled up to this car again, right? Like, I'm caring what other people think right now, right? You driving home in your car and somebody pulls up on you and shit and look over and see that shit. Get your ass in the back seat. You can do whatever the fuck you want, but you gonna get in the back seat and lay down. In the back seat and lay down. We gonna go home. Shit.
Nah, you can't. You got a daughter. You is not gonna make your daughter get in the back seat and lay down.
Get your ass in that back seat and lay down.
Right. Okay, so
Can't do it.
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna queue up the next one. Okay. So this post here, this young lady, she says, liking a man out of your league is so humbling. All right, and the young lady retweeted the message and she says, no man is out of a woman's league ever. Is what the second comment, no man is out of a woman's league ever. Is she valid or should she get the fuck out of here?
Do we have to do this, man? And
We
I'm
got to do it
sorry.
every couple months, bro. We got a quota to meet.
She got to get the fuck out of here. I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I'm not even wealthy, and some chicks are out of my league that I'm not even gonna fuck with. I'm just being honest with you, right? I'm just saying. And then you're gonna talk about a man that has everything basically in life. You're gonna say he's not out of some people league like some of these bum ass fucking chicks. Man, a bum ass chicks I done seen, like a man don't work his ass off, right, to become, say, a big time lawyer or a big time doctor. Like, yes, he's out of the motherfucking place. I don't know, man.
So I see this two ways, right? The first way that I see it is when I think about a rich dude messing with a bum chick, like it happens all the time. But I do think that some men have a certain level of, they think of themselves highly and they won't mess with somebody that they feel is lower than. I do think that exists. But I say, and it also depends on how you're looking at it too, because I do think that a lot of women look at it as, well, if I can have sex with this man, then that means that he's in my league. You can have sex with any man. I'm not going to say any man, but around 90% of the men running around, I believe that any woman can have sex with almost any man. When it comes to actually courting and dating and being with you, those upper, like top tier men are not going to want to be with you. That exists and it exists for a reason. And yeah, the fact that you don't believe that there could ever be a man that's out of a woman's league, yeah, you're sadly mistaken.
She's delusional. I mean, and that's where the disconnect comes into play, right? A lot of these chicks get dudes jumping in their DMs just trying to smash. Just because he's trying to smash, he's not in your league. Sometimes they can just trying to bust a nut. That's all it is. Y'all don't understand that, man. And so go back a little bit when I was talking about Cardi B, right? I know Cardi B is way the fuck out of my league. I know I said, why can't I find a dumb rich bitch like that? I know she is way out of my league because if Cardi B sees me now and I go fucking bust a line on her, like, let me heal you, that bitch would not even look at me. She would not even look at me. She might spit at my ass. She's gonna glance at me like, who the fuck is this bum? Right? I know she's out of my league. Way the fuck out of my league. I understand that. I can fantasize, and that's what a lot of women do. They fantasize and think that shit is fucking real life. Like, I'm fantasizing that I can tell a Cardi B, I can heal her, right? And she's gonna be like, this guy, right? But I know for sure it's 99.92% is not gonna happen. But I can dream, but I know it's not gonna happen. She's out of my league. I can say that.
Yeah. And I think as men, we have that, that is where the disconnect is, just like you said, right? We know when we're kicking past our coverage. I just think that women don't really get told that very often. And yes, sweetheart, you can be kicking past your coverage. And depending on, a dude who has sex with you all day long, that's not getting a dude. And I need y'all to understand that. And it goes both ways. Now, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, think about a lot of these women that these Saudi princes, kings, and whatever the hell they want to call themselves will pay these Americans, fly all the way the fuck over there. They'll bang the shit out of them, shit on them, disrespect the fuck out of them, and send them home. You're just a fucking piece of dicks, a fucking dick holster for a second, then you're fucking gone. He'll never fuck with you. He just wanted to disrespect your ass and send you back and give you a little bit of crumbs, right? Because the money you think you're getting from him, you think that's hurting him, it's not even nothing, right? And I'm just saying this because it's shit I've heard, right? Like a lot of you chicks flying over there, you know what I mean? Getting pumped and then sent back home, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I'm just talking. I'm just talking.
But yeah, I think you kind of you already hit the nail on the head. I mean, and I really have nothing else to add of value to that conversation, but yeah, just you got to get the fuck out of here. Okay, I got one more about the fuck out of here segment that we can get to our last little segment. All right. So I didn't show you this one earlier because I forgot about
The
it.
bad guy.
So this young lady here, right? So she was texting a man, and so it starts off from the screenshot. It says, "You're not interested," and it's showing. All right, and she replies back, "The fact is, I was very interested at first, but I quickly realized I didn't like the way you talked to me or how you would handle me if we were to be in a relationship. I told you I don't like being told no, and you tell me no. You say you don't like to argue, and I feel like we're always into it. I understand you are looking for something serious right now, and I just got out of something super serious. You're not being patient with me. If we can't get friends right now, then you're right. This won't work." And he says, "Okay, I ain't here to cater to you. If I say no, that means no. I have values and morals." All right, the way that that young man, well, so a little bit more context, right? First off, she turned off the comments. But the post says, "I just don't like being told no. Hashtag single. Also, I'm going through a divorce. I don't know why he's trying to pressure me." Okay. So with all that context going on, the young man replying to the girl in the text, is he valid or do he need to get the fuck out of here?
Valid, and he's very respectful about that, man. That's crazy. I mean, I don't know. He's valid, super valid. You know what I mean? You have to set boundaries. How the fuck am I not gonna tell you no? You'd be like, yo, man, Debo just slapped my ass. You need to go whoop his ass. No.
You
What I mean? Like,
gotta do the red. Nope. Yeah.
you got three wines over there, just called me a bitch. They got their switch on them. No. I'm about to go fucking risk my life for you, you dumb bitch. But I get it. It's probably not on that magnitude. I know y'all motherfuckers gonna be in the comment like, she just talking about like if you want to take her out or something.
No, but the thing is, it's just in the span of a relationship, right? If you're gonna be with somebody, you're gonna get told no sometimes. Life happens. Somebody telling you yes all the time, it honestly should be a red flag because they can't keep that up forever. I think an even more interesting conversation to have in regards to this is the conversation about love bombing and how everybody, once you're dating, that representative of yourself is what people tend to fall in love with. And then that representative slowly goes away once life starts intermingling with each other. And, you know, this person ain't taking you out no more because they go to work every day and they're tired and they want to do this, and that. That's just a natural way of life. You not being able to be told no sounds very childish. And yeah, he's 100% valid. I don't know what to tell you.
My man, super valid, man. Damn, you.
And you said he was respectful too.
Yeah, my man. Hey, man. I want to give that young man a hand. That's what the fuck I want to do. Shit. You know what I mean? That was very respectful. And then he didn't even come at her damn grammar and spelling and shit. I mean, because I would have, shit, I'd have been like, man, you can't even fucking spell right. Fucking over here. I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie, that's massive manipulator move number one, right? Whenever get into an argument, sometimes I don't do it no more, but I used to, right? When I get into an argument and I see the text is all jacked up and I know she all upset, I'll just be like, hey, what did you mean by this? And just to piss her off even more.
I mean, in our line of work, like I did that shit one time, right? I got a counseling one time. Shit was misspelled. I don't even know what the fuck this means. Yeah, that's shit. And I could tell, like, from the person's face, I was like, yeah, that shit got that motherfucker. Like, and this, and this, I was like, I read that one. I was like, I don't even know what the fuck that shit, even though I did. Like, well, I just wanted motherfucker to know, like, yeah, you all fucked up your goddamn self. You know what I mean? That shit. So yeah, I mean, I guess that shit is harsh, man. I do it. I ain't even go in front. And then you just saying it's a massive manipulator. But I never even thought about it like that. I just used to be like, man, I'm just gonna piss this motherfucker off just by saying that shit. Like, your ass can't even spell.
That's manipulation 101. You start talking about points that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And I used to be so good at it just to kind of try to change the subject real quick. You'd be mad at me. Like, yeah, I used to have it real bad. Like, she'd be mad at me. Like, why you ain't do this? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, damn. Like, why the house look like that? Why the car look like that? Like, I would just go way off topic just to kind of, yeah. Let me stop before, because I already know she go here and I'm gonna hear. Anyway, moving past that, right? So, Aisha Curry is being talked about again, right? And Cam Newton is defending her. And I just want to play a little bit of what she said. So the way clip culture works, they clip up certain stuff, and we know how they clip up stuff and it looks away, right? It looks a lot worse than what it is. But I'm gonna play this clip anyway.
They did it to her before when she was talking about she wasn't feeling like she was, you know, nobody checks her out. They clipped that one up, but still.
I didn't want kids. I didn't want to get married. I thought I was gonna be career girl. I do not have a bone in my body that can keep anything to myself. So if it comes
to mind, it's coming out.
Tries to resonate with me, but he just can't.
Well, so just to kind of add a little bit of context, right? So, from the original point where she was talking, what was she saying? It was just the original point that she was talking about. It was a question that was asked to her, and she was asked something along the lines of, how did you know he was gonna be what he is in basketball, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, no, he told me he wanted to be a high school basketball coach. And, I thought I was gonna be the career woman and I was gonna be working. And, I didn't realize that I was gonna be known as, Steph Curry's wife, blah, blah, blah. But then we got this young lady that made this whole 7-minute soliloquy. We're gonna listen to a little bit of it and then we're gonna talk about it.
What Aisha Curry is what happens when a generation of 21-year-olds tell themselves that they're ready to be wives and they're ready to find the love of their lives and settle down instead of being hoes. Every single time we have a conversation about her or about what she said in the interview, the tone that people take is very judgmental. It's very, everyone's very disgusted in her. She's the bottom of the barrel. They can't believe that she would be so ungrateful and so miserable. And she's like, oh, Steph Curry deserves so much better than her. At the core of what she is expressing is a girl who got with a guy very, very young in life before she had any like real life experiences and then married him. Now they've been married X amount of years, I don't know, 10, 12 years, I'm not sure, right? And they have four kids together and he is extremely famous and she is his wife. That is what her entire life is. And now she is reaching 40 and it's starting to click in her head that, oh my God, I only have one life to live. And now it seems like because of the choices that I've made, my entire life will only be defined by this person. I will only ever be his wife and the mother of his children. It's very interesting for Aisha Curry to speak out about it because she, for the past, like, I don't know, it was like 8 years or so, she's been building a career and a brand for herself, right? Like, she had cookbooks. She had her own talk show. She had, like, a food show, right? Like, she's been building a brand all for herself and a name for herself, making a career for herself. And her still expressing the sentiment of feeling unsatisfied is because no matter, it seems like no matter what she does, all she ever will be is his wife and the mother of his children. And what she, the sentiment that she is trying to describe is being like, oh my God, when I die, I will have wasted my entire life belonging to other people. I would have never been my own person. Because I got with him so young, I robbed myself the chance of becoming my own person, of being my own person.
Okay, and I'm going to stop it right there. Okay. Yeah. So, first off, that being my own person shit, you have all the resources in the world at this point. What is it that you can't do rich that you couldn't do when you were broke? You have the whole world at your fingertips. To me, it's always coded in, you know, the only thing that you can't do right now is you can't go out here and you can't mess around with other men. And you can't be a hoe right now at your ripe age of, you know, your late 30s, right? The issue that I have with that is, there's people that would die to trade places with Aisha Curry, right? There's a lot of people that would die to trade places with her. And what I mean by that is you have all this money. You have a man that is the best in his field, right? He's the greatest shooter of all time. I know you want to be your own person. I know you don't necessarily want to hear that because you want to be your own person, but you have a role to play in this man being great. And I don't know why that can't be enough. But just what's your take on it, bro?
I mean, you fucking hammered it home, man. That's where I was going at with it. I mean, so pardon me for a second. You wanted to be Secretary Aisha Curry from PS268. Right? Whatever fucking little school you wanted to do that he was going to be the basketball coach of. Nobody would have gave a fuck. And then you'd have put out a book talking about Aisha, the secretary of PS191 cookbook. Nobody would have gave a fuck about that motherfucker. Right? You're only who you are because of this motherfucker. We're only talking about you right now because of this motherfucker. Right? And then this little bitch that just came on there just almost put me to sleep. Little CNA. I'm just guessing that's what she is. Right? Little CNA fucking Kelly, right? Over here fucking talking about y'all don't get it, right? But I bet you will switch your fucking little CNA job right now to be in fucking Aisha Curry's position with fucking four motherfucking kids, with the best basketball, with the best shooter to ever fucking shoot a basketball, right? And living with millions of dollars, right? And then where you can have even more autonomy, right? You can have even more autonomy now to do whatever the fuck you want, right? Than being the fucking secretary of fucking Thomas Jefferson Middle School, right? Get the fuck out of here. All this shit is fucking blown up. Aisha Curry needs to sit her motherfucking ass down and don't say shit and just fucking live the fruits of your motherfucking choosing, right? Because you choose very well. And all these motherfuckers over here defending you, they over here barely can fucking pay their motherfucking rent this month over here talking about autonomy. Shut the fuck up. Aisha Curry living fucking great. Aisha Curry, shut the fuck up too.
And to add to this, bro, Steph Curry supports everything publicly that you do. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's different behind closed doors, but if it was different, I don't think she would be out here speaking the way that she speaks. He's a very supportive husband online and stuff like that, and I'm sure he wants you to maintain that level of autonomy. Like I said, to me, the dog whistle that I hear behind it is, I want to go out. I wish I would have had a hoe phase growing up. That's all I hear behind it. I regret not being able to live my life like Cardi B and shake my ass and, you know, go out here and smash all these dudes and, you know, get all these experiences before I go ahead and I marry this man. It's just this man is the greatest shooter of all time, creeping up on being a billionaire, and this is it. They're never happy, bro.
I'm just saying, just like you're saying, I was thinking the same shit, man. I mean, great, I guess great mind thinks alike. Because I was saying the same thing, like maybe she just want to be out here and fucking get her back blown out. Maybe Steph Curry is a fucking outstanding entertainer on the basketball court, but in bed, this motherfucker is a fucking flop, right? He's a fucking little floppy little fish. Like I don't know what the fuck to say. That's something that's corny, but he is probably the worst thing in bed. He's the greatest. Probably one of the greatest on the basketball court, but in bed, this motherfucker must suck, right? Because she's out here fucking trying to toss that motherfucking pussy out. I'm just assuming, right? This is an inference from what I'm getting from this information. I don't know shit.
Well, no, you're right. And I just like the end of the day, like they're a married couple. I just want to say God bless y'all. I just think she needs to, like, every couple of years she pops up with this shit. It's just you gotta stop. Well, at the end of the day, do whatever you can do. Y'all got money. I can't tell you what to do. Y'all got much more money than I'll probably ever have in my lifetime. So y'all continue to do what you're gonna do. But yeah, it's not a good look. And I think eventually you might regret some of the stuff that you said looking back on it. And that's the way that I see it.
Yeah, I just think she wants to be famous and she never had that opportunity and she's taken every shot at it, right? And that's the best way to do it. And he's encouraging her, right? We all know Steph Curry ain't gonna be like, that bitch better chill, right? He's gonna encourage her, hey man, listen, she just wanted, she wants to express herself, right? So express yourself there, Aisha. Go ahead, express yourself.
Yeah, just please stop doing it at your man's expense. That's all I ask is express yourself all you want. Just don't do it at his expense.
Yeah, because I mean, really, right? I'm being honest. Like, nobody would know who the fuck she is. Aisha Curry is attractive, but she's not like super attractive. Just from my perspective, I don't care what people got to say. But what I'm trying to say is, her making it like in anything probably wouldn't really happen. She really don't have really shit to say. Being honest with you, I mean, I watch a lot of this stuff and just
And that's the
she's
thing.
just a regular ass chick.
Just to add to it, that's the delusion, bro. And what I mean by that is, I think that some people just believe that they're more special than what they are, right? I think because, and we talked about privilege last week, it's a certain level of privilege that comes with having all this money. It's just, I don't think you understand all the spotlights, all the small things that you got, all the different securities that you have are all laid upon you because of your husband, right? I think in her brain, she would have been okay with just being a normal person as long as she was looked at as higher than him. I think that she just wanted to be higher than him. And it's not about her having ambition. I just think that she didn't necessarily see him exploding to the level that he was going to be to. And I feel like there's a little bit of resentment and a little bit of hatred there. And if you flip-flop the genders, right? Going back to that Simone Biles situation where Jonathan Owens was like, I didn't know who Simone Biles was, and everybody was shitting on him. It's the same thing, just in the opposite genders. And look at how both parties are looked at. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's a good take, man. Say, man.
Oh.
I don't know what else.
No, what you got to say to the people, bro?
Hey, man. Hey, sometimes, just because you're getting smashed by somebody, I mean, there's level to this shit, all right? But sometimes you're just a pump and dump. I don't know what the fuck to say.
All right.
Go ahead, dog.
Let me think. So first and foremost, thank you for showing up as always. All right, thank you, Pat. Prayers up to the Philippines because there was just a earthquake that was there. It was a pretty sizable one, so prayers to anybody that was affected by that. I want to say thank you to my wife. I want to say thank you to my kids. I want to say thank you to everybody that has listened up to this point. God bless you guys. Lastly, I want to leave you with, Stay away from the NBA YoungBoy concerts because people eating ass right in the seats. I remember back in the day, just giving a little bit of giving a little bit of neck in the back seat. That was the worst that you would see. They are taking it up to a different level of some shit I've never seen. All right, so be careful at them concerts. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.